And now it's time for Annoying Matt Fincham, now with theme tune.
Thanks to Sarah Silverman.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
We're not annoying you in all those places in this particular episode. That's still to come.
Is it? I might be off that week.
So it's Annoying Matt Fincham. Matt, off the Chris Moore Show, he hasn't got a TV at the moment, has he?
No.
Why is that?
Oh, bless him. He's still trying to find a new house. Do you remember ages ago?
Is he an actual homeless?
Yeah, when we did the phone calls with from the estate agent trying to find him, because he kept spending the whole time at work trying to find a new house.
Been chucked out of there now, is he?
He's been chucked out, so he's trying to find a new one. He's a good tenant.
A very good tenant.
But his landlord's obviously decided that not for him anymore, so he needs to find a new house.
Can we just say as well, as he continues to search for a house, you couldn't ask for a better tenant than Matt Fincham. He is clean, he is tidy, he likes really good TV shows, he's got a GSOH... good sense of humour. And what else? Attractive.
Just looking for friendship.
And he's fun with a capital F.
Yeah.
Likes long walks.
Bubbly. No, he's not too bubbly,
actually,
is he?
No. Anyway, so he's not got a TV, so he's missing out on his favourite TV shows.
I told him about iPlayer and stuff, but he doesn't...
I know, but he's probably not got a laptop with him either.
Once he spent the whole day at work, like, trying to phone estate agents, he doesn't have time to go on the internet. So, I'm joking. He obviously does a lot of work on the Chris Moyle Show.
He's very busy.
Yes.
He actually, I would say, this is good as well for the tenancy, he's such a hard worker. You'll hardly see him if he moves into your house, because he is a grafter, Matt Fincham.
Mm.
Now, normally, in the Radio 1 office, there's a lot of conversation about TV shows. Obviously, it's about brand new bands and exciting new music as well. But in between that, people do talk about what happened to Miss Marple last night, etc. So, Matt has been trying to avoid any talk of his two favourite shows, Spooks and EastEnders. So, we decided to annoy him.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello?
Matt, it's Vince. Vince Snatch.
Yes?
For BBC PR for EastEnders. For Spooks.
Sorry?
I'm ringing up to offer you some guests of the Moyle Show for Spooks and that.
Who did you say you were from?
Vince. I'm from BBC PR. We've got a couple of people you might be interested in for the show.
Right.
A couple of the new cast members for Spooks.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk to you because obviously after the big storyline last night about Lucas and Harry's civil...
Let me stop you there.
Sorry.
I haven't seen last night's episode, so I...
No, it's for everyone. It's been out now. Everyone knows that Lucas and Harry got married last night.
Sure.
Civil
bye,
partnership.
Bye.
Sorry, what? That was a bit rude.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
Hello.
Hello, is that Matt?
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, it is. Hi, who's this now?
Matt, it's Barbara Windsor.
Oh, hello, Bab.
Oh, I hope you don't mind me getting your number. Saucy.
You're more than welcome. How are you?
Oh, darling, it's lovely to talk to you. Now, listen, since I've left the square, I'm a bit short of cash. So,
right.
I thought me and you could come to some sort of arrangement. I'll give you some plot lines and you can give me some money.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, how is this going to work then?
Well, basically, I'll just tell you what's going to happen in EastEnders over the next few months, like the Christmas plot and all that. And then you can just send me a check. So, first off, I got the Cat and Alfie and Heather love triangle.
And Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. How does that work?
Well, I don't really want to go into details. Saucy. I think me and you both know how that one would work.
Sure, okay.
I've got all the scripts here.
All the what?
All the scripts.
Right.
How
have you still got the scripts when you've left the show? How is that possible?
I stole them.
Wow.
You know, in the back of the Vic, next to the crisps, The big boxes all stacked up by the phone?
Yes.
They keep them there. So I just had them on the way out.
Were they not burnt in the fire?
The big fire.
There was a fire recently. It was kind of your leaving storyline.
Oh, I forgot about that. Did you see last night's one?
No, I didn't. I don't have a telly at the moment.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
No.
I could give you that one for free.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I must go.
That's when Kat and Alfie...
Oh, nearly got it in there as well.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
One more.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. It's Becky. Sorry about that.
About what?
About those weird phone calls. Sorry. I won't do it again.
Okay.
Did you have a nice lunch?
Yes, I did have a nice lunch.
What?
What do you want?
No, I don't want to think. No, while you were out, a guy called Vince rang for you, Vince Snatch. He just, yeah, he said, you pass on a message, he says, yeah. I think it's something about the show tomorrow, he said, Nightingale was actually run by Harry, and he was a traitor.
Bless.
He's still not talking to me.
Is he not?
No.
You tried to MSN him, nothing.
No.
All right.
Just angry icon.
And that was Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
I enjoyed that.
BBC Radio 1.